I'm standing on a platform overlooking Newmont's gold quarry pit, just outside Elko, where 225,000 pounds of explosives just detonated about a mile away. A huge plume of dust drifts into the sky. It's the largest surface mining operation in the state, at more than 1,900 feet deep and 1.5 miles wide. Since opening in the early 80s, it's produced nearly 20 million ounces of gold.
We have three main areas we're mining around here at Gold Quarry. You saw probably the Gold Quarry South overlook today, correct? We're also mining heavily in the north area, about, 15 miles north up near Leeville. And then at Immigrant on the other side of Carlin.
Mike McGlynn is the chief metallurgist at Newmont. He's now leading our tour group through Mill 5, a large building with orange light that smells a little like rotten eggs. It's here that all the high-grade ore from the nearby quarry, where the blast just happened, is crushed up by large cylinders, then put into floating tanks where the gold is chemically extracted. Later, it's melted into semi-pure bars.
It's been pretty steady in, I think, the last 5 to 10 years that we're in that ballpark of 700 to 1,000 bars of gold per year.
Those bars are shipped off to a refinery in Switzerland, where they're melted into bricks of even higher purity and sold on the open market. Gold is once again seeing renewed interest thanks to volatility following Britain's referendum to leave the EU. Gold prices have risen nearly 5% since the vote, and some analysts predict that the upcoming U.S. presidential election, and the anxiety it's causing, may keep prices up. Rich Perry is with the state's Division of Minerals, whose agency tracks production numbers. He says last year was okay.
Actually, we saw gold production increase in the state of about 8%, which actually was surprising because it had declined for the previous 3 years.
It's still a far cry from gold's peak at $1,900 an ounce 5 years ago, but most mining operations, including Newmont, have made do by focusing on efficiency.
I think the best description of the gold industry for the last two or three years has been optimization of their existing operations.
Some smaller mines have closed up shop and there have been layoffs, but things seem to be stabilizing. At the Elko Mining Expo last month, hundreds of vendors set up booths at the Visitors and Convention Center, where the mood was decidedly more upbeat than in years past. Tom Concialdi is a sales manager at Reno Forklift. He stacked tiny gold-wrapped Hershey's chocolates on a scale to represent gold bars at his booth. He says business is up.
Last year has actually been pretty good. It was kind of flat with mining there for a while, but seems like things are picking up and they're loosening the purse strings a little bit and doing a lot better.
Mining companies don't control prices, but they do control their cost. For small business owners like Concialdi, that means he'll see fewer purchases of new equipment and more repairs and service calls. Still, at huge operations like Newmont, little changes in the day-to-day of mining. Nathan Bennett is the chief engineer at the gold quarry, overseeing surface and underground operations.
Mining projects are a large-term and long-term investment. So even when gold price spikes, we did very little different. Lowered the cutoff grades, but we still moved the same amount of tons. I mean, like I say, you got to be in the mining business for the long haul.
Bennett says the quarry has at least a couple decades left. Beyond that, exploration continues around the pit, and Newmont projects that about 7 million ounces of gold remain hidden in the rock. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.